1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg and Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 11 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Anita Savage. A notorious inmate serving a lengthy prison sentence for the murder of a Sydney teenager has been fatally stabbed inside his cell. Jefferson Shaw reports.
Eamon Turkmani was found with stab wounds in his cell at a correctional facility in Lithgow yesterday afternoon. The 31-year-old died while being airlifted to hospital. Turkmani had been serving at least 33 years in prison over the rape and murder of 16-year-old Mahmoud Harouk in Fairfield East and Sydney's West in 2015. The judge labelled the killing as brutal and horrific, with injuries too numerous to list and too gruesome to describe. Detectives have launched an investigation into Turkmani's death and a report will be prepared for the coroner. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
Four teenagers have been charged following a pursuit in Sydney's south yesterday. The four were arrested after an allegedly stolen car they were driving crashed into a power pole at San Suzy. Two 13-year-old girls, a 14-year-old girl and a 16-year-old boy are facing numerous charges. Australia is pushing to hold the Taliban to account for its crackdown on freedoms for Afghan women since seizing control. Foreign Minister Penny Wong has joined with her counterparts from Canada, Germany and the Netherlands to hold Afghanistan to account under international law. It's the first step which could lead to taking Afghanistan to the International Court of Justice for gender discrimination. Speaking from the UN in New York, Senator Wong said the Taliban has demonstrated contempt for human rights.
We know the women of, and girls of Afghanistan are effectively being erased from public life by the various edicts the Taliban have issued. The steps we are taking with Germany, Canada, and the Netherlands are unprecedented.
The United Nations Security Council has been meeting to discuss growing fears of an all-out conflict between Israel and Lebanon. Israel's top military commander has told the army to be ready for a possible incursion into southern Lebanon. More Israeli reserves are being called up. The United Nations says around 90,000 people have been displaced by Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon since Monday. The BBC's Anna Foster reports from Beirut.
What we're hearing is humanitarian organisations trying to put shelters into place. A lot of schools we know have been turned into reception centres. But when you look at the scale of the numbers of people who are on the move, tens of thousands, there just simply isn't enough space for them all to go. And of course, you can't really leave the country either. People are internally displaced and it's becoming increasingly difficult, both for Lebanese and for other nationals to actually leave the country at the moment.
Sydney is shivering through a cold snap as a low pressure system sweeps up the east coast. Damaging winds, heavy rainfall and strong surf are forecast from Sydney down to the south coast. Senior meteorologist Miriam Bradbury is advising people to rug up for the next few days.
The heaviest falls are focused through the northern parts of the south coast and the Illawarra. But through the rest of today, we do expect to see this widespread rain across much of eastern New South Wales, pushing inland across the central west as well.
Thousands of koalas are living in a proposed national park in New South Wales, giving fresh hope for the long-term survival of the species. Callum Sayer reports.
Detailed analysis of the 176,000-hectare Great Koala National Park on the New South Wales mid-north coast found more than 12,000 koalas living there. It's prompted conservation groups to urge the government to suspend all logging inside the park boundaries until an assessment process is finalised or risk setting the species on course for extinction. At least 5,000 koalas were killed in the 2020 Black Summer bushfires, and a subsequent parliamentary inquiry found they would be extinct by 2050 without urgent government intervention to stop habitat loss.
Hope weather.
Cloudy, a very high chance of rain. Winds southerly, 25 to 40 kilometres an hour, reaching up to 60 kilometres an hour along the coast. A top of 15 degrees is forecast for the city, 13 degrees in the west. Right now it's 13 in the city and 12 degrees in the west. Tomorrow, showers in 18, a possible shower in 21 on Saturday. Sunday, a slight chance of a shower and 23. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Anita Savage.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
Parenting a child experiencing autism isn't easy. There's the long wait lists, accessibility of services, and high cost of support. And the big questions. Will they become independent, find a career and meaningful relationships? At Autism 360, our multidisciplinary team of professionals work with you to build capacity for your child and your entire family from a perspective that only comes from lived experience. Check out autism360.com.au because you were never meant to do this alone. Station sponsor.
Little Amigos Kids Cafe is a fiesta of school holiday fun for little ones with stacks of interactive play zones. Go on a safari aboard our train and meet fun jungle animals. Then enjoy a delicious snack or meal in the cafe. And enter the Little Amigos School Holiday Colouring Competition to win great prizes. September 28 to October 13. Come for a play or book a party at station-sponsored Little Amigos Kids Cafe. Carlingford Court and Penrith Westfield. Or littleamigos.com.
Hope 103.2.
Sydney Traffic Scan.
Brought to you by station sponsor, Bible League's Buddy Your Love for Bibles. God is love and His word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
Our caller, M1, they've cleared a multi-vehicle crash southbound near Keringai Chase Road. West Pimble, we do have a crash on Ryde Road. Lane 1 southbound at Yanko Road. Another one at Collerton, Carlisle Avenue at the Roper Road roundabout. Traffic isn't smooth all the time, but if you're about to move home, Storage King can smooth the way with storage, moving and more. Get it planned just for you at storageking.com.au. Station sponsor, I'm Ian. That's latest Sydney traffic on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for taking us with you.
Not meaning to pry at this hour of a Thursday morning, but are you like me? Do you find yourself in middle age? I know, wow, middle age, how about that? Or do you know someone who is or is approaching it? Fantastic. Let them know, or yourself, that up next on Hope Mornings, we're going to be joined by Daniel C. from Spacemakers, who has some memorable, if unexpected, advice about the habits that we formed when we were younger, and they were very successful, and why you might want to, I might want to ditch them for success. First, Tiësto, Tate McRae, Hope 103.2.
Thank you. Listen in. Listen closer.
Hope 1032.
Once upon a time, you were 25. Woken up the hour. You made the promise of your life. Blinked twice and you were 29. Singing lullabies. And I looked up at you for the first time. Words fall short, but I am sure they'll never. You're strong like your father, even when you were scared. When I was in trouble, you never left me there. And you love like your mother, like there's nothing to lose. You're an unsung hero, so I'll sing this song for you. Woke up, I was 21. And I fell in love. Remember how I told you that I'd search the world and I found the girl. And oh, how she reminds me of you. You're strong like your father, even when you were scared. When I was in trouble, never left me there. And you love like your mother, like there's nothing to lose. You're an unsung hero, so I'll sing this song for you. Like my father, even when I'm scared. And when someone's in trouble, I'll never leave them there. And I love like my mother, like there's nothing to lose. You're my unsung hero, and I sing this song for you.
Yes, that's for King and Country on Hope 103.2. I'm Ben, and would you like to make space for an intentional, meaningful life in your own life? Because that's what Daniel C. and Spacemakers wants to help you with. Daniel C., S-I-H, is an author, a productivity consultant, and co-host of the Spacemakers podcast. And Daniel, in this latest season, I know that one of the subjects you're getting into is for those of us in middle age, like myself or someone approaching it, you reckon that we should be looking to unlearn habits that we learned when we were younger and they were quite successful for us.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm in my midlife myself. I'm 47 years old. And I've done a lot of thinking and reading and reflecting this space that actually the midlife is a massive transition, not just what we experience on the inside, but also scientifically, it is a major biological transition in life. And most of us don't realize that. And definitely from my experience as a productivity consultant, the habits and practices that set you up for success in your 20s and 30s, good habits, habits that have helped you create a healthy life, are often the ones you need to rethink and even unlearn in your midlife if you want to thrive.
That's a giant idea that you're confronting. I keep wanting to say us, but I recognize that not everybody is over the age of 40 like you and I are, Daniel. But even just stopping to consider what you're saying, it is a big thing. As in all this stuff that we were doing when we were younger, you would almost like to think that if you just kept going with it, especially as you said, if it was positive, if it was leading to productivity in all areas of our life, you would just think it stands to reason that we would keep doing it.
Well, absolutely. And this is the challenge of growing up. The research is very clear, the longitudinal research, that there are three broad stages of life, 20s to 40s, around about mid-40s to 65s, and then 65s onwards. But probably the midlife slump or the midlife squeeze is one of the hardest transitions, particularly because society doesn't really acknowledge it in a serious way, and we don't prepare for it. We do recognise that perimenopause is massive for women, but we don't recognise that the brain changes for men, that there are massive biological changes, and that there is a shift from one stage of life to the next. And so we need to talk about this. And when we do, oh my goodness, it's amazing how many thousands of people come out of the woodwork and say, now I understand why I feel dissatisfied in midlife without a reason. Now I understand why I'm feeling stretched, or why there are some big questions I have around kids and finance and health and all these community things that come out that people kind of hold internally. So I think we need a midlife conversation, and we need a really mature, loving, research-based one.
What kind of habits are you talking about that should be unlearned?
Yeah, so like there's some practical ones. So let's say from a productivity perspective, great advice in your 20s and 30s is to try lots of stuff and to maybe swing at everything. So to say yes to lots of opportunities in order to build skill and career capital. But by the time you hit your mid-40s and 50s, if you've done well in life, well, then you typically have no space. And actually, you need to learn to say no to a lot and to actually sharpen your swing and to be really good at selecting what you spend time on. So it's kind of like the opposite habit.
I presume in the podcast you go into all sorts of different areas of life, but how possible do you think it actually is for me to unlearn these habits?
Well, I think it's not only possible, I think it's absolutely essential. In fact, I think we will unlearn the habits most of the time, because if we don't, we'll experience great pain or struggle. I do come from a faith perspective as well, even though the podcast is for the everyday audience. You know, I think about the cruciform life, that the Christian life is one about dying and rising. And so embedded in our own faith and our own discipleship is the idea that we actually die to old parts of ourselves, old beliefs, old habits, old ideas, and that leads us to experience new life. So I think it works spiritually, theologically, as well as research-based and practically.
So, Daniel, what do you reckon is the best version of ourselves in midlife?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I mean, that's very individualized, obviously. There's no one life that people need to live. I do like Eugene Peterson, who wrote The Message and a number of other wonderful books, once said that his wife has been married to 10 different men and all of them have been him. And I really love that quote, the idea that actually he's the type of person that has journeyed through life, and as a result of it, has become such a different person on numerous occasions that it's almost like his wife was married to a new person. And I really like that idea. The one thing I do think we need to shift in midlife is the willingness not to try to be 20 and 30 anymore, but to actually acknowledge the changes in health, in happiness, in friendships, in finances, in lots of different, in spiritual life, the inner life, and to be willing to not reinvent ourselves, but to acknowledge the shifts and to move accordingly so that we can have a great second half.
Thank you very much, Daniel C. S-I-H. To find out more about Spacemakers, head to spacemakers.au for the podcast, for the Spacemakers book. Also, Daniel recently contributed a chapter to the YouthWorks media publication, Parenting in God's Family. Parenting in God's Family. Spacemakers podcast season 2. Out now. Right now, Hope 103.2, Years and Years.
And it fills me up and it starts to shine, and I see it burn when you bring me sunlight. Is it all you need to feel this heat? To feel like everything's all that you dreamed? Is it all too much? Did you get enough? Does it set on fire all the things that you touch? And it fills me up and it starts to shine, and I see it burn when you bring me sunlight. We'll be right back.
shine, and I see it burn when you bring me sunlight. And it's all you need to feel this heat, to feel like everything's all that you dreamed. And is it all too much? Did you get enough? Does it set on fire all the things that you touch? And it fills me up, and I start to shine, and I see it.
It's hard for me to believe that I've got nothing to prove. I thought this dirt on my hands was gonna keep me from you. I fall as much as I rise. Feels like my walk is a crawl. Won't you leave the light on? 'Cause I've been reckless with my heart. Now I'm falling apart. I don't wanna be the same. I need you to be the change. But the past will wash away. Oh, do it.
Stephen
Stanley, Hope 103.2. Yes, let's take a look at the notice board at hope1032.com.au. Thank you so much to station sponsor Bible League's Buddyula for Bibles. God is love, amen to that, and his word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today. I have your first week of the school holidays sorted. Well, actually not me, I'm just bringing you the announcement that Holiday Bible Club, The Great Jungle Journey, is happening next week, Monday 30th of September to Friday 4th of October, every day at Fellowship Baptist Church. The Great Jungle Journey. It's exactly what you and your kids are looking for these school holidays. For more information, The Great Jungle Journey, hope1032.com.au, the notice board.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 103.2 looks like you have spring fever.
Spring fever comes to everyone.
Yep, we've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or anytime up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready. Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
Serve the nations from where you are. Over 3 billion people are yet to have access to the good news of Jesus. You can help reach these people without leaving Australia. For over 100 years, station sponsor WEC International has been focused on seeing the good news go to the unreached. And you can help. WEC has a number of volunteer roles that are part-time and can fit your availability. Serve the nations from where you are. For more information, search opportunities at wec.com.au.
The end of an era. After over 60 years selling quality Italian furniture, Brescia Furniture is closing its doors and saying goodbye. A once-in-a-lifetime sale. Everything must go. Leather and fabric lounges, dining suites, bedroom furniture and accessories priced to clear. Your chance to buy unmistakable Italian luxury at the lowest prices. Come in store to Brescia Furniture closing sale now on 119 Cabramatta Road, Cabramatta.
Station sponsor.
Hope 103.2.
I know that I'm running out of time. I want it all. And I'm wishing they stop trying to turn me off. I want it all. And I'm walking on a wire, trying to go higher. Feels like I'm surrounded by clowns and liars. Even when I give it all away, I want it all. Just like fire, turning up the way. You can light the world up for just one day. Watch this madness, colorful charade. No one can be just like me anyway. Just like magic, I'll be flying free. I'ma disappear when they come for me. I keep that feeling, what you gonna say? No one can be just like me anyway. Just like fire. To laugh at you cause they are all the same. See, I would rather we just go a different way than play the game. And no matter the weather, we can do it better. You and me together forever and ever. We don't have to worry about a thing, about a thing.
just gotta believe. Come on, come on with me. Just like fire burning up the way, knocking like the world up for just one day. Watch this madness, colorful charade. No one can be just like me anyway. Just like
Hope 103.2.
Thank you.
1032.
Feels like I'm drowning in the ocean. Feels like it's hard to recognize myself behind all these emotions. Open my eyes, show me a light. Pulled by the tide, taking me further. Can you hear my cry? Oh, send me a sign to follow. Can't wait until tomorrow. Right now, right now. Falling on my soul. Need you now, I pray you keep me close. You're the only one that feels like home.
Capital Kings on Hope 103.2. Of all the stuff to get fired up about during AFL Grand Final week. So, Katy Perry, pop star, performing at the Grand Final. And have you seen that there's quote-unquote controversy swirling around about whether she will perform this hit, Raw? Because if she does, maybe she is unfairly biased towards the Brisbane Lions over the Sydney Swans because, well, Raw and the lyrics mention lions. But last time any of us checked, that song was never inspired by any AFL club. Just let her play the song.
Hey, it's Laura. This week on Undistracted, we speak with geologist and environmental law attorney Cheryl Luchin about being more earth conscious and the simple ways we can engage with a conversation that is sometimes really overwhelming.
I really recommend that we embrace the power of the small, because really it's in the day-to-day small things that we make a life and that we make our contributions.
Listen in full to Undistracted with Laura Bennett wherever you get your podcasts and on our website, hope103.com.au.
You're an individual. You want services unique to your needs, routine and personality. Adventist Aged Care is also unique. Honest Christian values, tailored services, impressive facilities. Adventist Aged Care has one simple goal, the well-being and happiness of every resident in a safe, social, Christian environment. Station sponsor, Adventist Aged Care, Warunga and Kings Langley. Independent living and residential aged care. Book your private tour at aacsyd.org.au.
Check one, two.
For custom audio-visual solutions of the highest quality, talk to CVAV. Sydney-based station sponsor CVAV has been delivering industry-leading audio, video and
and lighting solutions both domestically and internationally for over 30 years. CBAB is trusted by corporate, church, education and government sectors, so you can trust them too. For the best in audio, video and lighting solutions, visit cbav.com.au.
Hope Mornings is brought to you by station sponsor Bible Links. Buddy, you love for Bibles. God is love and his word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today.
Have you ever had one of those days where nothing seems to go right? Interestingly, everyone has different answers to life's challenges. For some, it's alcohol. Others, it's drugs. For some, it's money. And for others, it's faith. Could I introduce something that might help during difficult days? Prayer. In a letter written by Peter, one of Jesus' closest friends, he said to not be anxious about anything, but to pray and ask God for help with everything. These words show that when you need help, you need to trust God at all times. Peter continues by saying that if you do this, the peace of God will protect your heart and mind. Why? Because God cares for you. During difficult times, praying to God is an excellent place for hope and help for us all. This is Russ Matthews with God in 60 Seconds. To open up more space for reflection and conversation about God, go to thirdspace.org.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
If I could tell the world just one thing, it would be that we're all okay. And not to worry, cause worry is wasteful and useless in times like these. Won't be made useless, won't be idle with despair. I'll gather myself around my faith, light the darkness most fear. Steal your laughter, and
It's a wholesome radio station.
Hype 103.2.
This is me. I grew up in church, raised on the gospel, trained in the word, had a faith so fearless, thought it was all I needed. Life hit me hard, more than I planned. It knocked me down like an avalanche on the edge of hopeless. I called you from the darkness. God, come quickly.
That's Dan Bremnes on Hope 103.2, and this is Chris Jolly, the newest member of the Hope family. G'day, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
Mate, I'm doing all right, but enough about me. How's your first week at Hope been?
You know, it's been fantastic. I've come from commercial radio, but the technology here is amazing. The people here are phenomenal. I've had a really fun week so far.
Mate, I'm glad to hear it. Now, hold those thoughts, because I need to let everybody know that we have to take a look at the notice board page at hope1032.com.au, and I know you're going to be doing these updates across the afternoon. We need to thank station sponsor Bible League's Buddhayula for Bibles. God is love and his word is light. Just $15 gives a plain English version of the Bible to an Indigenous Australian today. That's pretty cool. And over at the notice board, Chris and everybody else, you will discover that this weekend, Epping Baptist Playtime has a garage sale, Chris. They've got all sorts of stuff, china, bric-a-brac, small appliances, all the stuff you expect at a garage sale. And you can expect to find all the details at the notice board, hope1032.com.au. Now, enough about all of that, Chris.
I do love a good garage sale, though.
But you do. You strike me as a man who would love a good garage sale.
Well, I've come from regional Australia, so we're often... Garage sales were a big thing in regional Australia. And bric-a-brac. Something I actually didn't know anything about bric-a-brac until I started doing regional radio.
You say it so fondly, the word bric-a-brac. I've never heard anyone describe it as such.
It reminds me of the of good times.
I'm sure it does. And the good times, where were the good times for you before you were here?
Right, so I started at the Super Radio Network in Tamworth in 2020.
Oh, way back in 2020.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
Start of the old pandemic.
Yes, end of the year, I actually struggled to find work at the time. I thought this is really not a good year to be looking for work. But blessed, got a job there at Tamworth, did that a couple of years there. Then Taree, I got to do breakfast, which I was really excited about. But I'm now here and happy not to be doing breakfast for a little bit as well.
Man, you must be happy for the sleep-ins. Oh. And from next week, you're going to take over Drive. Now, not to raise the bar too high, Chris, the expectations, but if I'm understanding this correctly, it's going to be the best Drive show ever that has ever happened ever. So in light of that, what is the best Drive show ever going to look like when you take the steering wheel?
Really? Yeah, that's a tough one to answer. Look, for me, everything uplifting. I want to be focusing on the good in the world, or where there can be good or where we can do good. It's all about, I want to be helping others and I guess myself be lifted up. It's all about being lifted up. So if that's the filter.
Mate, that is a fantastic filter. May you start applying that not just next week on Drive, but on afternoons after midday. And I will see you from tomorrow. At 9. From tomorrow at 9. Tomorrow starts at like midnight, but I'll be here at 9 for Hope Mornings. I'll see you then.
Sydney's Hope.
1032.
I'm Angie.
I'm David.
And we met on Christian Connection.
It was a moment of vulnerability, but I just felt like it was the right thing to do.
Knowing that it was Christian Connection, I was like, I think a better chance of finding someone like-minded in faith than anywhere else.
The faith thing was the most important.
It kind of lit up when he was talking about his faith and his passions. That really drew me on that first date.
I really do owe everything to Christian Connection to then let God do the work behind the scenes.
Find your true love story at station sponsor ChristianConnection.com and start connecting today.
Hope 1032.
I know you keep a journal and every page is rippled from the tears that you cry. Ain't no meaning to your scribble, cause words can't describe what you've been feeling inside. It's like a thousand foot of walls and they're still on the rise. But look up to a beautiful sound and see for yourself. You're not that far down. You know this, I cannot love a little. My promise to you is unconditional.
I'll keep the light on.
I'm
103.2.
Sydney's Hope.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Oh, shall I stay? Would it be
News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 12 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Anita Savage. Sydney businessman John Ibrahim can be revealed as the target of an alleged assassination attempt in the eastern suburbs 2 months ago. Jefferson Shaw reports.
John Ibrahim's identity as the target of the failed alleged hit can be revealed for the first time after a court lifted a gag order. Police claim two men broke into Mr. Ibrahim's clifftop mansion in Bellevue Hill in late July, allegedly to kill him. The two, aged 20 and 24, have been charged with offences including possessing a loaded firearm in a public place and conspiracy to murder. Mr. Ibrahim had asked a court to suppress his identity, but his lawyer today has told Sydney's Downing Centre local court he would abandon that order. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
An inmate serving a lengthy prison sentence for the murder of a Sydney teenager has been fatally stabbed inside his cell. 31-year-old Eamon Turkmani was found suffering stab wounds inside his Lithgow Correctional Facility cell yesterday. He died en route to hospital. Turkmani was found guilty of the brutal assault and killing of 16-year-old Mahmoud Harouk in Fairfield East in 2015. Australia's foreign minister has joined calls for a de-escalation of tensions between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Penny Wong has been meeting with counterparts at the United Nations in New York. The UN Security Council's been holding an emergency meeting to discuss the situation. It comes as the head of the Israeli Armed Forces said preparations are being made for a possible ground invasion of Lebanon. Senator Wong says Australians, since civilian lives are being lost, She's again urging the larger number of Australians in Lebanon to urgently get out.
We continue to monitor the situation closely. We have been working with partners on contingency plans now for many months. But I again say to anyone who, any Australian who is in Lebanon, please leave now.
The federal government has doubled down against suggestions Labor is considering reforms to negative gearing in the near future. Noah Seckham reports from Canberra.